Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics time with our buddy Steve Hawk. How are you doing, man?
A little out of sorts. What's going on, Hawk?
Somebody
walked into my studio about 20 minutes ago and started tossing compliments, and it got me thinking, got me out of my humble attitude that I was in.
Right?
My ego is just inflated. Yeah. I started to float away. Next thing I knew, I was dropping water all over the front of my body. Not unless like, oh, you spilled a little bit of water. No, I dumped water all over the front of my body. The lid was not on, my water thing. And so when I went to take a drink, really none went in my mouth.
All over your shirt.
All the way down.
That's a bad one, man.
Well, I was luckily wearing a white shirt today.
That's great.
So that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay, it's time to get on the air. Okay, I'll be right there. Grab some paperwork and not my headphones. So that was kind of dumb.
So you are really a little rattled from the spill.
A little bit. White shirt, huh? It is spring break.
Yeah, you like that look?
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
Hawk, I said to you, I was
you look great,
out
though.
Some compliments as well, where I walked in and said, oh, man. Steve Hawk, you look cool today because he has on a white short sleeve shirt that's got some sort of little design.
I can't tell what it is.
What kind of what design is on that shirt?
It's the
pineapples.
I don't know. I can't see. What? My eyes don't focus on that. Sure, let's call them pineapples.
It is a very nice shirt, though.
It's a button up.
Stupid short sleeve dress.
That hat is nice too.
Looks more like snowflakes.
Snowflakes.
Which fits you perfectly.
Yeah. So I wore a snowflake shirt today.
And you've got that on.
And then I got it wet.
You've got a lanyard around your neck, but then you have on like a burnt orange sort of baseball cap.
Yeah.
With your long hair flowing out the back. And I just walked in and I go, you look like a Hollywood producer right now.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't he look like he's about to direct a movie?
Yeah. I could go with that.
And I feel 100% not Hollywood producer.
I mean, if a Hollywood producer spills a jug of water on his chest.
I'm glad it looks good, but internally I feel like just a fool.
I'm walking around
because I just spilled stuff all over the front of me.
Yeah.
I took no time on myself today. I just threw a hat on,
grabbed
some shirt off the rack. Which one? The one furthest to the right, because that's how I work.
That works, yep, that works.
And threw it on and thought,
Do you want me to get you like a Coyote Country sweatshirt?
Sure.
I mean, if you want to like let it dry without having to wear it, I could provide you with some clothing.
No, I work with a bunch of men. I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't, but I was just, maybe the rest of us do. Maybe it's awkward to see you.
I sit in my own room, right? I have my own studio. You have your own studio.
Thankfully.
Let's stay away.
Right now, we're going to have to share the space, though.
Steve Hawk, you are pretty good at fashion. I feel like you're a guy who
matches Mr. Fashion.
Stuff up pretty well.
But I'm going to grab the shirt that's off to the right and then a hat, and I'm out the door.
Don't play this game. You are a man who is attentive of colors, and you put a little thought into it sometimes.
A little bit.
Yeah. And that's why you look good. You have some great outfits. Would you like to come judge producer Steve and I from this weekend? And
as soon as Jay said,
can you play a Who Wore It Better?
Yeah, I don't know, you bet. I'll do
take
that.
Take a look
over
here.
Is this that one?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. We were actually, the conversation started about our ties. Who had a better tie?
I'm going to go with Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin had a better tie. Overall, Steve looked happier.
Wow.
That's fair, yes.
Well, that's
I
great.
Look sweaty.
That's a great
You look like you were working. Steve looked like he was not.
Yeah, I was very sweaty.
You look like you had put a tie on and gone to one of these events recently. Steve looked like he was a little behind on that one. He needed a little bit of catch up.
Did I look loose?
You just looked, the tie, I think I would have wanted a smaller, narrower, less stripier tie.
Stripes are in. Mm.
I know, but not those weird diagonal stripes.
Jay says
those
stripes
throw
are
me
in.
Off.
Like, stripes are in.
Well,
you know?
Kevin, I did research on the ties. I mean, you didn't think I just stood here.
Stripes
what do you think I do?
In.
Yeah.
I had to wear mine because I was wearing a blue jacket with checkers in it.
Mm-hmm.
A checkered pattern of a blue jacket. And so I had to wear the tie that I was like, yeah, this is got a checkered pattern, but it's bigger or smaller. I don't know. I remember someone telling me that once. Mm.
I don't know either. I don't wear ties.
Right. Yep.
I have two ties in my arsenal. both of them are already tied, so I can just slip it over
my
neck.
Yeah, once you do it, you do it. Attaboy. Yeah. Hang them on a hanger, right?
I do not know how to tie a tie.
Okay, so you're in the stat of the day we had today, which was only 58% of men know how to tie a tie.
I have come to work, I believe, and maybe even asked you, Kevin, over the years we've known each other.
I think that might be true.
Yeah, once it's tied, well, why do you untie it, though?
Tie this. Keep it on the loop.
Yeah, just loosen
it. Keep it on the loop.
Put it over a hanger or whatever.
Or
with the rest
with
of
bow
them.
Ties, clips.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just heard about those clip-ons just today. It was first day.
Pretty cool. Zipper ties. Anybody do a zipper tie?
I don't know what that is.
Been there, done that.
Buddy, what? Zipper ties are sweet.
What is that?
They are already tied, you know, but they go around your neck, and then you just pull it up, and it's a zipper, and then you just... It holds perfect on your neck. You can't tell.
Why don't I just wear a shirt that has a design of a tie?
There you go.
No, like the tie looks totally normal.
I'm sure it does.
I'm a big fan of zipper ties.
Outside of the zipper that's holding it in place, it looks totally normal.
You don't see it.
Really? That seems weird. Okay, all right.
The zipper part goes
underneath
your
collar. The other part.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you.
And then the rest of it just looks like a real tie.
Well, it's still a real tie.
Yeah. I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. I had one, but I broke it because one time
broke
I was
the zipper.
Like, God, I got to get this thing off. And I just pulled it too hard. And I ruined the zipper.
You could live like I do, and you just never go to events that require a tie.
Yeah.
I just don't. Like, and every once in a while, there's a wedding this weekend. Oh, shoot. I have one of two ties.
Well, yeah, or you're not just going to, or you're not going to wear one.
Or I don't, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't wear a tie.
I'm a blazer buddy.
Your blazer buddy.
I just made that up. You like it?
Are those the guys that wear the blazer with the dress-up shirt unbuttoned?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the best new look, I feel like. It is very popular, and it does look good.
Yeah. What is it again? You put a blazer on, and then what is it?
You just wear a nice dress shirt with one button undone so that you don't have to wear a tie.
Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
Oh, so it's just one button?
Well, it depends. Steve, you could do two. On.
Yeah.
I think you should, Steve. Producer Steve, you should do two.
Two? Oh.
Yeah. You glisten here in the top of the chest, don't you?
Glisten.
You glisten.
What am I, on the cover of a romance novel?
Literally, I've never heard anybody ask anybody else that before.
It's Monday. Welcome.
You know what? There's not a lot of places where people could work where they can ask that question of coworkers.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's get on the mic and ask that.
You glisten up top right here, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, that's not normal.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bro. When I get home in about 9 hours, you better be cool. You better be fluffy, but not too fluffy. And you better be ready, because I'm going to be ready, and I'll see you in about 9 hours. Bro, peace.
Wait, that was to your pillow or to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you don't do that?
Kevin James.
You don't do pillow talk, Steve?
Who am I, Zane from One Direction? Hey, reference, boy bands.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Our buddy Steve Hawk is here for round two of Hot Topics. When's the last time you referenced Zane from your favorite boy band?
Maybe yesterday.
Yesterday? Okay.
It's all about Sunday.
Right. Yeah. A lot of times on Sundays we sit around and do,
absolutely,
who's your favorite boy band guy? And you do that too.
Right. We're on the breakfast table. We like to do it early. When we're still fresh. Listening.
It's the best time.
No, we ended that. That was round one.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Steve, we had randomly yesterday when we did our family dinner, Sunday's family dinner, we did Jell-O with mini marshmallows and whipped cream.
Okay.
Underrated.
Well, you used to do that, though, didn't you?
Of course, but I mean, it's just like I told Kevin, I think I haven't had it in probably 20 years. That's I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what I did here recently is I threw in the mandarin oranges wedges.
No, you're ruining it. Yeah. Don't put the fruit in Jell-O.
I thought that was a cool thing when I was a kid, and then I tried it as an adult. Pooey.
Not as good, right?
It's not.
No, it wasn't. Maybe things have changed.
Mom used to just like hide whatever fruit was pretty close to expiring stick it in the Jell-O and then be like, oh, yeah, it's really good for you.
Why are there brown banana flakes in my green Jell-O, Mom? Oh, isn't it pretty?
It's great. Yeah. I'm telling you, Jell-O with marshmallows and whipped cream. I'm sure it's terrible for you, but what a great treat.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fun to make, fun to look at.
Easy. Are you kidding me? It's like, you know.
Yeah.
And it brings back those memories because, like you said, you know, when you were a kid, that was our dessert.
My son, when we had Jell-O, like, oh, I kind of need a snack. Can I have some Jell-O? So there's no snack value to Jell-O.
There really isn't. No.
You're not going to get filled up. It's not like, oh, you're hungry? Here, have some Jell-O.
It's fun to eat, and like, that's about it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, oh, you just had surgery? Here's some Jell-O.
Yeah, that's about it. Right. That's it. But there's no marshmallows or whipped cream with that.
No, not at all. Much I don't even get a spoon. Here's a little Dixie cup that we cut in half.
Slurp
full
it.
Of Jell-O.
Thanks. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Secret Sound coming up in about 3-4 minutes here, so hang on for your chance to win over $500.
Wow. Man, that's a lot.
What was the best part of your weekend, Steve? What'd you do that was awesome?
I found a new hiking trail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got up Sunday morning and said, I don't want to do the same old, same old.
No way. How did you find it?
I grabbed my computer, otherwise known as my phone.
Okay.
And looked up hiking trails near me, just like that.
That's awesome.
And it brought up a few of them.
And how did you feel about it once you walked it? Are you glad? I mean, is this one you'll do again? Or you're
absolutely.
Like, eh.
Yep. No, I would totally do it again, and wow. I wouldn't mind finding some different loops. I found a trailhead, so we got in, and then we didn't pay much attention to where we were going. It just was up, 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 and then, well, down, down, down.
Right.
Okay.
How long of a hike was it?
We were gone for a good 45 minutes, and it was just one loop that we made up and back down. So not bad with the dog, and that was the main reason.
What was the something different. What was the driving force behind trying to find a new place to walk?
Actually trying to spoil my dog. Oh, I know you've had the same smells over and over and over. Let's find you new smells. I kind of wanted new scenery also.
Yeah.
But I let him off leash, and so I like watching him run and explore. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm sure he would enjoy something new
for
smells.
Sure,
new
yeah.
Because, you know, we've been talking about this for a week or so that, you know, do something different, change something up, whatever the pattern is. And, I mean, that's a pretty big change from what you're used to.
Yep.
And you probably feel a lot smarter.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, it's kind of a chore because my dog just sheds he drops a lot of hair.
Oh, wow.
So there's a process in getting the car blanketed.
I got you.
So we can take the dog
somewhere.
So
you had to drive there.
Yeah, we had to drive there.
I got you, yeah.
But it was a new place and it was cool and it's totally worth it. I'd do it again next weekend.
Nice, well done.
Jeez. Wow, okay.
You do,
but I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Yeah,
it's mine.
It's a secret. Yeah,
mine.
It's like that fish. You go. I wasn't even going to ask. It's like someone's like,
tell.
I caught a walleye that was 28 million tons. Really? Where was it? Can't tell you.
don't need to.
My
do
secret.
No, it's mine.
I'm not sharing.
It's like when people go, "Hey, I got a Bloomsday's coming up." They're like, "Yeah, where do you park? Don't worry about it." I'm not telling you where I park. You take my parking
so
spot.
So true.
You got a secret spot.
I'm See if.
Really, you're the only guy in the whole city that parks there, huh? I bet.
Hawk, did you plant a garden this year? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Or you're going.
It's in the process. Yeah, it's still going.
I saw a list today.
Well, it was freezing this morning, so I don't know.
The top things people are growing in their gardens this year. Let's see how many Steve Hawk can name the best things to grow in your garden or the things that people are growing the most of here. In the old United States of America.
Ooh. In their backyard gardens?
Yep, in their gardens.
Tomatoes.
Number one. Tomatoes number one. And a strong, strong showing from the West Coast with tomatoes.
They break it down by region. Wow.
Some of them, yeah. What's number two, Hawk? Let's see if you can keep this streak alive, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Keep it alive,
buddy.
I'm
going to go with lettuce.
What are you... What is wrong with you?
Are you out of your mind?
Did you hit your head on the way in? Number two is lettuce.
Let's try it again.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't hit.
He didn't hear that.
Number two. Yeah.
Number two. Not number nine.
Not number two at the bottom. Number two at the top.
Coconuts.
Coconut.
Probably a better chance.
It's
probably a better chance than lettuce.
You know what? Maybe I'm not seeing this right.
I don't know.
Good night.
Tomatoes was easy. Nobody's growing potatoes. I've tried that. I have a rows and rows of lettuce.
I don't know. Heard of carrots?
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Carrots at number four.
Maybe radish. Maybe,
everybody says every year, man, I have so many cucumbers. If you want some, let me know.
Cucumbers are obvious.
Cucumbers number two. Peppers, number three.
Sure,
Number four, green beans, number five, carrots.
Any radish in there?
Squash.
Squash is good. Squash.
Yeah. Next up,
maybe a
onions.
Pea, maybe an onion. Yeah.
Onions. Like your lettuce is on here.
Yeah.
Lettuce is on here. Radish right there with it.
Thank you.
Sugar snap peas and sweet corn.
Yeah, there you
the
go.
Typical American gardener is a female
mm-hmm.
with a college graduate.
With a college
45
graduate.
And older. With a college know. Degree, I
there
guess
you go.
I should say.
There you go.
Actually, yeah. It
I mean, I thought it was it two people. A female graduate, with a college graduate.
That's what I was thinking. Some college.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
don't have to have it.
Yeah.
You know, we have peas, beans, onions, carrots, and lots of
those
lettuce.
Were all good guesses. Peas,
so onions. Those are the things that I have in my backyard.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
now.
Maybe and you should have gone with those.
Well, those are things that we eat. I've tried peppers for years, and I can't grow them around here. I have a friend who does, but I can't ever seem to get them to go.
What's your watermelon game?
It's a lot of water. It's a lot of...
So no melon.
You know, it takes up a lot of space. All those vines for little watermelons. Yeah. And sometimes it's easier just to go to the store. Potatoes are fun, but they take forever and they're cheap. You can just get them.
They're so
what's your,
cheap.
What's, but your, what's fun your garden to like? Is it like... Just, it's going to be a smart aleck. I was going to say, what's your garden like? Dirt?
Yeah.
Is it like in a box?
Yes, or? We have multiple boxes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We used to have just earth and everything grew so much better. And then we moved and I had to go to boxes.
Oh.
Not as much fun. It doesn't grow as well. It's just not.
That's a bummer. Yeah.
It's not the same.
Well, happy Earth Day.
Yeah.
Probably a little easier, right? But it just doesn't grow as good.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to. Doesn't seem to at all.
Oh, I was so excited. At Easter, I saw my brother is putting in a big garden and put a big fence all around it.
Oh, wow. For the deer?
The deers were causing trouble.
What about the antelope?
Yeah, I didn't see any antelope.
That's but weird. Maybe next time.
I heard that's
it's a big size garden.
Do I want to do
like,
a garden,
oh,
Kevin?
Oh, buddy.
Do I want to do a garden?
Yes.
I feel like you do.
Yes?
Yeah. You like vegetables.
I like them a lot.
Yeah, I think it's you easy. Do. You love... You're constantly looking to tinker and do work in the yard.
Yeah.
And that would do it. The average time spent per week gardening is 5 hours.
Oh, God, I'm out.
Okay, never
mind. See you later.
Maybe when the dogs are gone.
Steve, thanks for coming in.
You
appreciate
got it. Happy gardening.
All right, we're going to do the secret set.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Got a really good joke here, and I can't figure out how
to trying to get to it, yeah?
I'm trying to figure out how to do it without offending anybody.
Kevin James.
Well, that's the goal. See, that is the goal.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You know what? If you don't outline the goal, then no one would know.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to set your goals and get them out there. No.
It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Is it Kylan?
It's Kylan, yep.
Kylan, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. Just took a little break to play the Secret Sound.
Let's go. All well right. done. Yeah, very, very smart. I mean, if you could take a break and win over $500, that is probably one of the best breaks you've ever taken.
You know, it would pay for lunch, right?
I hope so. No matter where you're eating, that would probably cover it, yeah. Should we see how much we're playing for?
I'll say yes.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you playing along there.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is...
$556.
Kylan, $556 is what we're playing for this time around. Have you been keeping track of the wrong guesses?
I have, yeah. I refreshed that this morning, and my guesses was guessed, so we'll see. It's kind of out of that here.
Okay, all right, very good. If you haven't got the wrong guesses yet, you can get those by going to the big999coyotecountry.com. Click on the little graphic there that says Secret Sound, and you'll be all good. All right, well, let's go ahead and do it. It's time to play.
Here's the secret sound.
Kylan, for $556, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
I got to go with chopping a head of lettuce.
Chopping a head of lettuce. That's a great guess.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that sounds.
That sounds. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could it be?
Oh,
is that it,
though? No, that's not it. That's a great guess, though. It really does sound like it.
Kyle, thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother. We'll qualify you for a $100 gift card. Hold on 1 second. Make sure we get all your information. $100 gift card could be yours just for playing, okay? All right. Appreciate that. We're going to play again this afternoon. Jim Diamond has your next opportunity at 3:20.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
Boy, that was a really good guess, Kev. Sounded so much like it.
$567.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Clip of the Day time, Kevin. What's happening?
Oh, it's always so fun when there's trends that go around. And, you know, I don't know what age catches on with them first. But then, you know, like the younger kids, the teenagers, they get them. And they really run them into the ground, don't they? They do them forever and ever and ever. And so parents, you know, a lot of moms out there are like, I'm trying to keep up with this stuff that my kids are doing.
Sure.
And the latest is the What's Up Brother. Are you familiar with the What's Up Brother,
Jay? I don't think so, no.
Okay. I didn't know if this is something your boys were doing. I did it to Cooper the other day, and I, of course, got it wrong, and he just laughed and said, real close.
Did you say, what is up?
I said, what's up, brother? And he was like, waited.
Like, nope.
And then I started in on the special teams, special plays, special players. And then but I said it in the wrong order, and then I didn't know the Tuesday part, and he just shook his head at me. So this is a mom explaining what is in her head all day, every day, because she has young boys.
And this is clean, right? There is no...
Yeah. Oh, okay, boy, okay. Good. It's fair to ask,
okay.
You know.
I wasn't sure because I was a little confused by the... Okay, I got it.
What's up, brother? Special teams, special plays, special players. Tuesday. Sorry for cussing.
That is the thing. It is all over. You'll see it on SportsCenter. You'll see it everywhere. All the athletes are doing it. It has little hand motions that go with it. You do the hands together. Special teams, special players, special plays.
Huh.
And then they do the wings. Tuesday.
Huh.
And it all starts with holding up one finger. What's up, brother? And then it goes into this little thing. Just maybe drop it today to your boys and see if they repeat it back to you.
Okay.
Because it is. It is. If you watch, like, What's Up, Brother clips, you'll see a lot of
celebrities are doing
the NBA guys doing it, and other,
and it means nothing.
Kind of goofy. No, I don't even know where it came from originally. Like, I need to find the original thing, but it is I don't know, it's caught on, and so it is funny now because a lot of the moms are learning it and posting it and saying, yep, this is what my life
special
is.
Special team, special play, special players.
Yeah, special
Tuesday
teams.
Tuesday.
Special plays, special players. Tuesday.
You think it's a Taco Tuesday
thing? Flapping your wings, mm-hmm. And then...
Sorry for cussing. That's it.
That's why I was confused. I was like, did you swear?
Yeah, that's fair, Steve. Yeah.
Nope, she does not, unless okay. Tuesday is a bad word.
I don't think so. I think you're safe.
Original...
I'm going to send that video to my mom and see what she says.
What's up, brother? Let's see if we can find the original video. What's up, brother? Original video. I bet you this is a lie. I feel like it's
right. Just somebody's going to take credit for it.
One of those that it says it's the original.
Yeah, I'm clicking
on it. Oh, no. This is way too confusing.
Now it's taking you someplace you don't want to go.
Way too confusing.
Oh, here comes Dave from IT. He's sorry. Yeah, I don't.
Okay. This might actually be it. I'm not sure.
It seems like it would be a combination of videos.
No, it's one guy, I don't know, it looks like he's playing video games, and he's doing it, like, on his headset, and people are loving it now.
Okay.
It is funny, it is one of those things that is so stupid, but, I mean, I'm looking now, and it's like, here's ESPN doing it, here's all these sports teams doing it.
Huh.
I don't know, no idea why it started. Video games make sense. Right?
It does, yeah.
It just makes you're
somebody
on camera.
Somebody was just rambling through something, yeah.
Watching the game, yeah. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. I follow that.
Yeah, where you're just saying, what's up, brother? And then you're like, special team, special plays, special players. Tuesday. I don't know. I don't understand this world. I just know that it's a world, if you hear it, I want you to know what's going on.
And were you made fun of then for the rest of the evening, I would hope, since you messed it up?
It was just a quick phone call, and I was trying to be cool, and then he just laughed at me and was like, close, really close. And that was it.
You don't know
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I hope they all do it right. I hope they invest their money and they're happy and they have the ability to retire at, 59 years old.
Kevin James.
Right. And I hope they don't use Social Security.
Right.
That I will be needing.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final thoughts.
All right, it is time for final thoughts. Steve, you get to kick it off.
Oh, boy. This is exciting. I hit a milestone.
What?
Oh, what happened?
On my way to work today.
You
want to know what it is?
Did you turn over to a certain mileage?
Mm-hmm. Want to know what it is?
Oh, boy. I'm excited because you've had this car for 12 years? Is that wrong?
2012. Yeah.
12 years.
Just about 12 years.
And I know we gave you a hard time for having 4,000 miles a year.
Mm.
I'm going to say 50,000 miles.
That's a great guess.
It is a great guess. Because it's right.
50,000 miles.
Did you take a picture or anything?
I did, but...
You were trying to drive, and it was did you pull over? And
no, I didn't. So I got 50,002.
Yeah, that's still a milestone. It's a 2 mile over the milestone.
Yeah, it's not as cool.
Yeah.
I got in my car the other day, and my son had been driving it. And I started driving, and I looked down, and I was like, oh, 1-1-1-1-1-4.
Oh, dang it.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I didn't even ask him if he took a picture of it.
Right.
I'm like, we were at 111,101 miles.
That would have been great.
I needed a picture of that.
That would have been awesome.
Now you need to wait till 2222.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, that'll be the next exciting
one. That is a
one.
Bad feeling, though, when you look down and you just missed it. You're like, oh, what? Can I go back?
What do I got coming up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
That'd be good. That's a good one. Or 111-222.
Ooh, that could be good.
Yeah, you don't have to wait long for that
one. Oh, yeah.
That's still kind of a fun one, don't you think?
Keep an eye on that.
Final thoughts.
Well, that's the other thing is you just all of a sudden don't realize it. And then you look down and it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, you're like, dang it.
Who keeps track of that stuff? But, hey, congrats on 50,000 miles in 12 years.
I thought it was a pretty good accomplishment.
That is great.
It really is. It's an
amazing. How long do you think you'll have it?
Oh,
forever?
Yeah.
You're still trying to pay it off?
No, it's all paid. It's all paid off.
Can you imagine?
He's got one of those 12-year loan.
We good.
The interest has been unbelievable. But man, that 12-year loan. Woo! Yeah. Doggy.
Steve, that is an impressive deal. That car, in another 12 years, let's see, be mid-40s, and it could have 100,000.
Yeah.
That's messed up to think. That thing's going to be worth gold.
Imagine, that it would take 24 years to get 100,000 miles on a car.
Wow.
That doesn't seem possible.
No,
I'm driving a lot more now, though. So
are you?
It's adding up quick.
Is it because of the remotes and stuff you're doing, or you live further away from where you work? What is causing the miles to just pile up?
Yeah, I guess both. Yeah, I mean, I literally lived uphill from where I worked.
Right.
So, previously.
Yeah, and then remember, Kevin, he was telling us about that, how he used to have to walk to work uphill both ways.
I know, back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you do have at least a little bit of a drive every day.
Yeah.
So that'll
add up. Adds up quick.
Finally, today I have this for you. In uncomfortable situations, according to scientific research, it says women prefer to touch their neck, their clothes, their jewelry, or their arms, or hair.
Well,
so basically anything.
It's a lot.
But it's all kind of related to...
I mean, it really seemed like that when we were just named
it's
it all.
It's either their neck.
Uh-huh. Neck.
Their clothes.
Clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their jewelry, which
jewelry,
could be on their neck or on their arms,
hands,
which
or
are also there.
Or, yeah.
And then hair.
Hair, yeah.
Well, men...
Nah.
Tend to do this when they're nervous in an uncomfortable situation. Do you know what it is, Steve?
Oh, boy.
I mean, I feel like I should know. I'm the poster boy.
Do you know what you do when you're nervous? Do you touch a certain part of your body, like your clothes, your arms, your hair, your neck, your jewelry.
Tapping? Is it just tapping?
You just tap.
Or is it, I don't know.
Okay, they say that men touch their face.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else. I mean, it's just we don't touch our hair, our arms, our jewelry, our clothes, our neck.
Nah.
We just right to the face.
Yeah, right in the moneymaker.
Final thoughts.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're a handsome guy. What do you say?
I would say stop it.
Kevin, but seriously, I'm thinking I might even actually ask my wife, should we start a garden?
Yeah, I think you guys would like it.
I'm trying to decide
start
where
small,
to put it.
Real small. Well, it's less you have to mow.
Yeah. You've never done it?
No.
Why not?
I mean, as a kid, we had a garden.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I mean, well, I didn't. I'm pretty sure I did nothing with it, really. It's like, oh, go weed. And, you know, you pull two weeds, throw them at your brother, and call it a day. I mean, is there enough satisfaction?
Oh, yeah.
For all the work?
I think so. I mean,
are you just trying to get free cucumbers?
Yeah. I'm trying to play it slow here.
Maybe a couple carrots. You know.
I just realized what was happening.
Like, what is it that you guys would eat out of your garden? Would there be enough that it would be worth it? Because that's the trouble. If you're not going to eat a bunch of it, then it's not worth it.
Well, and then the bad part is that I do have children living in town. They would eat none of it.
Right.
They're like, vegetables? What for?
They're not going to want that.
No. No, not at all.
What about your favorite child?
Yeah, she's going to be too far away.
Kevin James.
Oh, I misunderstood that one.
I will never say no to a cucumber, a tomato, a green bean.
Zucchini?
Snap peas.
Onion.
I would maybe say no to a zucchini, but you know what? If I just made the effort, I do like zucchini. I just have to put a little effort into it.
Yeah. Well.
Cook it up.
Sounds like you're doing a garden, Jay.
I think you should.
I don't think we have a spot for it. Now that I think about it, yeah, I think we're all filled up back there. That's a bummer.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Alrighty, that's the show. Gotta go. And on the way out, we're going to not only qualify you for the CMA Music Fest Flyaway, which includes airfare for two, five-night hotel stay, and tickets to four stadium shows.
That is a very nice trip.
Man, we'll qualify you for that, and we're going to give you a pair of triple play Raptor Reef indoor water park passes, so that's quite the little prize pack. See, it pays to stay around till the end, or to tune in right before the end, one or the other.
Yeah, either way, that might be the absolute best of both worlds.
If you missed any of the show, you can download the podcast. It's free. You can take us with you and grab the app while you're there, too. Just search Coyote Country. Fellas, anything else? Is that enough for the day?
What are you thinking, Jay? Caller 7, or do we want to...
Kevin?
Yeah, I want to call her 7.
Thanks, Kevin.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
You ask a question, bye-bye. And, you know, people bye-bye just... Bye-bye.
I know, it was a simple question.
That was an answer, right?
No, it was fine. It was okay, great. Great answer, now. I think.
Bye-bye. Was it?
Bye.
Goodbye.
It wasn't so much the answer as the way it was given.
Yes.
Are they all gone?
There's this thing called tone, Kevin. Have you heard of it?
No, you guys.
This is KXLYFM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
Kevin, would you like 7 as your keyword then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was, yeah.
With okay. The letters?
Yeah, the letters. Yeah, spelled
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 7 is your keyword. Get your points, get your prizes.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.